If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number 4, hour 4 of our radio show. We react to a story that was broken here on Fox Sports Radio. Tom Brady announcing that he will not start calling games on Fox television until the fall of 2024. Is he getting cold feet? Is it true that Tom Brady is open to playing in the NFL again? And do you believe Tom Brady posted underwear photos because he lost a bet? Or were there ulterior motives? We'll talk about all that and more right now in hour number 4. Here it is.
You know, on second thought, maybe that whole TV thing, I don't know about it. I'll get back to you. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere, coast to coast. Border to border and beyond on the vast and articulately powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the plate. As in home plate, we call balls and strikes. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour, coming from Bradyville. Now, even though Tom Brady announced his retirement, the news continues to pop up in the life and times of Tom Brady. And since we're looking for content, this is where we go. We go where the story of the day takes us. The now twice retired NFL legend had loose lips on Monday. Tom Brady making the media rounds and breaking some news right here at the company that I work for, Fox Sports Radio. So we thank Tom Brady for doing that. He could have done this anywhere. He chose to do it here at Fox Sports Radio. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about and you're like, oh, what is this all about? Maybe not. Tom Brady announced in a conversation with Colin Cowherd that not only will he not be part of the Super Bowl 57 Fox broadcast team this weekend in the Valley of the Sun, he's also decided he will not broadcast any NFL games on Fox in 2023. But wait a minute. He signed a 10-year contract to be the NFL commentator for Fox. What's that all about? Now, Brady made the announcement. He said when he is planning on becoming a broadcaster for Fox. We actually have this clip. This is from his appearance on with Colin Cowherd right here on many of these Fox Sports radio stations. Here's Brady commenting on his television future.
And I think for me, I want to be great at what I do. And even, you know, talking even last week with the people at Fox Sports, you know, and the leadership there allowing me to start, you know, my Fox opportunity in the fall of 2024 is something that's great for me. So take some time to really learn, become great at what I want to do, become great at, you know, thinking about the opportunity and making sure I don't rush into anything. And I think when people really bet on me, I think one thing about my career, whether it was when I was drafted by the Patriots or signing for free agency with the Bucks, I wanted to be, you know, fully committed, and I never wanted to let people down. I think my biggest motivator was that. So, you know, even in the future, I want to be great at what I do, and that always takes some time and strategizing and learning and growing and evolving, and I have so many people to rely on that can support me in that growth too. So it's going to be a great opportunity for me to take some time to really certainly become at my Fox broadcasting job, which I'm really looking forward to, but also catching up on other parts of my life that need some time and energy.
All right. Now, can we just play? I want to play the beginning part because he said something after the fall of 2024. He added on to that. And I want to just play the beginning part, Roberto. Let's hear that again here.
And I think for me, I want to be great at what I do. And even, you know, talking even last week with the people at Fox Sports, you know, and the leadership there allowing me to start, you know, my Fox opportunity in the fall of 2024 is something that's great for me.
Or something. So maybe not even the fall of 2024. So the rest of that was pretty bland. It was, you know, take some time to really learn, and I don't rush into anything, he said, and he'll strategize and learn, growing, evolving, used all those big buzzwords. Brady said he'll be, quote, catching up on other parts of his life, as you heard. So let us discuss the question, Tom Brady announcing on Fox Sports Radio that he will not start calling TV games on Fox until the fall of 2024 or something. Is Tom Brady getting cold feet at television? And the arrow on this one is pointing to YES. Yes, 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 yes. So my take, I've got Auto Square, Lizard, and product placement. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a nice avocado smoothie is what we're going to make in honor of Tom Brady. So to kick off, though, I understand that it's Tom Brady's world, and we just live in it. I get it. I understand. I've been doing this a long time. We spent a lot of my time on radio talking about Tom Brady, the life and stylings of Tom Brady. But this is wild to me. Like, you get a 10-year, $300 million contract. And I've always been a believer that you learn from doing. You don't learn from watching. When Tom Brady became the quarterback of the Patriots, he didn't wait until, hey, maybe I want more time here. When Drew Bledsoe got hurt, I'm not ready. I need a little more time. I want to be perfect. No, they tossed him out there. They didn't have high expectations, but he turned out to be an amazing player for the Patriots. I mean, Tom Brady absolutely, from this side of the microphone, he's weak in the knees at television. Like, if you're Tom Brady, shouldn't you be gung-ho here? Shouldn't you be like, wait a minute, I can make my debut in the Super Bowl, the most watched television event that is going today in North America, and I can be part of that? I mean, how hard is it? Right? I mean, you're pretty much talking about what you've done your entire life, and it seems like he's just not into it. Like, and Mike Tomlin has a great quote. He's used this before. You know, we want volunteers. We don't want prisoners. And it certainly sounds like Tom Brady's not fully into this. The broadcasting gig would be the best of both worlds. We hear a lot about work-life balance, that it's not exactly performing brain surgery when you're on television. It's literally and figuratively a part-time job. You work a few days on the weekend. I know these guys like to make it seem like they're watching tape all the time. Spoiler alert, they're not. Right, being an NFL broadcaster is about the easiest gig you can have in the world. You work 3 days a week. right? 3 days a week. You travel. Normally on a Friday, you travel. You meet with coaches and players on a Saturday. You can watch tape. You have production meetings on Saturday. You then get to the stadium on Sunday. You broadcast the game. You're home by Sunday night. That's it. That's it. Rat-a-tat-tat. Now, there's obviously other things you can do during the week, which aren't that grueling. A couple hours a day here and there. You can golf. You can play tennis. You can be on your yacht. You can do this pretty much anywhere. And so who wouldn't sign up for that? Like, if I were the people running Fox Sports Management, which, by the way, I'm not. I'm the overnight guy. But if I was in another dimension, I would be livid. I'd be like, no, we're going to pay you. We want you to be the guy on the Super Bowl. And the other factor, and people don't like to bring this up with athletes, is you think of this like a trip to the auto square. As a retired professional athlete, it's like you're a brand new car. But they're just like a new car, there's a depreciation, which is the real deal. And I've heard from guys that I've worked with here at Fox Sports Radio over the years and people I've run across in the business, and these guys know it, the athletes know it, like your value is the highest right away when you retire. And there's a rule of thumb that much like a car, a retired athlete loses between 15 and 20% of their original retail value every year, the further they get away from when they play, because there's another wave of people that come in and say, well, Tom Brady's different. You know, he's a legend. He's the GOAT. He's Tom Brady. Doesn't matter. Like, if you look at cars, for many people right now, in recent times, the Tesla Model S, very popular car, right? A lot of people, even though it's, you know, hybrid, all that, whatever. Not hybrid, it's electric. But the Tesla Model S, even that car, which has kept its value higher than most other cars on the secondary market, it's worth about 65% of its original sticker value. So the further you get away from the field, the less you're worth, out of sight, out of mind. All right, now furthermore, is it true that Tom Brady is more than open to playing in the NFL again? Does a duck have web feet? Yes, Tom Brady has done more than just leave the door open here. He has hinted yet again. In fact, later on, he did his fledgling podcast with his fanboy, Jim Gray. And Tom Brady on retirement said, there will always be part of me that thinks I can play. That was the quote. So with Brady now announcing he is taking a sabbatical from his job that he agreed to when he retired with Fox, we are guaranteed to be haunted by the poltergeist of Tom Brady's return. That gossip, as we had predicted in a previous episode of the show, Tom Brady is not done with football. And football's not done with Tom Brady. Do I think he's going to come back for a full season? I'm shaking my head no. As a mid to late season pickup? Yeah, I'm going yes on that. I see that playing out in my crystal ball that in this chapter of the story, Tom Brady becomes the bar lizard. That he's the hot girl who wears the sexy cocktail dress there, flirts with all the random dudes at the bar for free drinks. Only the difference here is he's flirting with random GMs and coaches in this little story. In this case, he's flirting with the teams and whatnot. And he's not exactly being bashful about it. And he says, oh, yeah, I'm retired. However, you know, if a team needs me, if somebody gets hurt who's good, why not? I'll give you a helping hand. All right, parting shot. So Tom Brady was buzzing on social media when I woke up. Why? While I was sleeping, he decided to post something. This was not because of his announcement that he was pushing back TV. This had nothing to do with what we were just talking about. But instead, Tom Brady was moving all over the social network because he posted a photo of himself in his undies. Now, why would Tom Brady in his mid-40s do that? So I did some investigating, and what I uncovered was Brady is claiming that he lost a bet. So let me ask you this, just between you and I, okay, you there, me here. Do you believe that Tom Brady posted an underwear photo, which some are calling a thirst trap, although I was not thirsty after I looked at the photo, but do you believe he posted that photo because he lost a bet? To quote my friend, the great radio man, Andy Furman, I was born at night, but not last night, as Andy likes to say. So I would say if you think that Tom Brady actually lost a bet and that's why he posted a photo of him sitting on a bed with his legs crossed like that, I would say don't be a Nimrod. Right? That was what's known as product placement. The bet was conveniently made with his own apparel company, the Brady brand, where Tom said that if a certain tweet got 40,000 likes, he would recreate some underwear model shots. And ta-da! He did it! Abracadabra! That's quite the spin. Quite the spin. He posted a photo. If you didn't see it, or if you're blind, he covered his twig and berries to preserve some modesty there while smiling all the way to the bank. And he made sure to let everyone know you can go buy some of those same boxer briefs. They'll cost you $20 on Tom Brady's website, or you can buy a five-pack for $85. I don't know what the going rate for underwear is, but that seems rather high, $85 for five pairs, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. And you can also buy two Tom Brady officially sanctioned retirement shirts. That'll only cost you $45 if you're so inclined. And the beat goes on. You got to hustle. You got to do the hustle. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We're doing the hustle right now. If you'd like to be part, 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. We got a lot to get to. We have a follow-up to a story we talked about last hour. I've now uncovered what we believe are some of the things Aaron Rodgers talked about. He was a guest speaker, a keynote speaker at an astrology like webinar thing. And we have some of what Aaron Rodgers is supposedly said at this seminar thing that he was a part of. So we'll have to go out over that with our seminar expert. And we will have a round robin LeBron James style as he's about to set the scoring record, allegedly, in the NBA. So we'll get to that as well. We'll take your calls, 877-99 on Fox, also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
There is a widespread problem of boring sports talk. The Ben Maller Show offers a solution under the cover of darkness. We are 25% more effective at delivering zany hot takes than our competitors. We'd love for you to help grow the audience with a personal endorsement. Simply mention our show and tag along with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We are growing the Maller Militia one new member at a time. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And later this hour, whether you like it or not, we'll have Sight the Bite, the great sports radio mystery Sight the Bite, coming up later in the hour. But how about a LeBron round robin? Are you ready for this here? The NBA will be center stage. LeBron has a chance to set the scoring record, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar by tonight. And there's a bunch of prop bets on this, so I want to have this all documented, and we can figure out who's going to win this. So these are actual LeBron prop bets. We'll go around the room. So LeBron, it's going to happen either tonight, Tuesday night against Oklahoma City, or Thursday against the Milwaukee Bucks at the stadium or arena formerly called Staples Center. And here we go. Round robin, the whip around, the LeBron James all-time scoring king he will soon be. How is LeBron going to break the record? Here are the options. You have a two-point shot, three-point shot, or foul shot. Foul shot is plus 340, three-point shot plus 275, two-point shot minus 170. I'll go first, and I believe the rumors that I've been hearing. People have been telling me, they say, hey, LeBron's been practicing the sky hook. So knowing how the NBA operates and how choreographed a lot of this crap is, I say it's a sky hook, so I'm going with a two-point shot. Eddie.
Can I pick the same thing, or do I have to pick
something
different?
Yeah, you can if you want. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think Skyhook as well. He's going to try.
All right. Roberto?
Free throw.
Oh, that would be the worst.
I think he'd miss on purpose so it wouldn't happen.
Absolutely. That would
be all right, Coop. Yeah, great. Your favorite guy, Coop. You've always loved LeBron James. You really want him to be a Laker, so go ahead.
That's not true. I also think it's going to be the Skyhook.
Okay, so we all kind of agree on that one, except Roberto wanted the worst possible outcome. What quarter will LeBron break the record in? All right, so since we have Fred Dreyer in tonight, LeBron's probably going to do it tonight in the fourth quarter, but I'm hoping not. I think for television, again, I'm going by the script of the NBA. It's a better story if he does it on Thursday night against Kareem's old team. What, you know, he played with the Bucks and the Lakers. Lakers play the Bucks on Thursday. It's like one of those made serendipity, made for TV like moments. So I say he gets like 27 points tonight, and then in the first quarter on Thursday, he will break the record. So I'm going first quarter on Thursday. Eddie, which quarter will LeBron break the scoring record in?
How many is your weight? 38 points?
Yeah, I thought it was 36, but 38, whatever.
Okay,
close
enough. Yeah, I got to agree with you. I'll say first quarter of the next game.
All right, Eddie piggybacking off my work. What about you, Roberto?
I don't feel good about it.
He's averaging 30 points a game this year. I says he goes way over that, and he breaks it tonight.
Oh, that'll screw me over because I got Fred coming in. We'll have Fred break it down. Fred, Coop, what do you think, Coop?
Yep, fourth quarter tonight. He's going to take 50 shots, and he'll get it.
All right, how long? I love this. We'll have to keep track of this. How long will the game be paused after LeBron breaks the record? The over-under is 4.5 minutes
over,
of delay.
Way over.
Yeah.
He might go over and grab the mic and start talking.
Yeah, they might not even finish the game. Well, they might just cancel the game.
He might spend 4 minutes in the fetal position on the floor.
Plus, don't you think Kareem will be there? And so just him coming out and like shaking his hand and all that stuff will take more than 4 minutes.
And Kareem's got to act nice. Kareem hates LeBron. I don't think LeBron likes Kareem either. So they hate each other, which will make even more fun. Now, I say the video will be 4.5 minutes. They'll show every LeBron basket in the video vignette in the arena. And then the last one on the round robin here for LeBron. He's about to break the scoring record. You can bet on all these things on DraftKings and some of the other websites. So who will LeBron thank first after breaking the record? The favorite is God. That's the favorite. His teammates, second. Mom is on there, his wife. His dad, who he never talks about his dad, does he? I don't think he does. He didn't grow up with his dad. Coaches, children, or anyone else. I'm going mom. I think mom. Mama James. Gloria James. That's what I'm going with. Eddie?
He's going to say teammates, but he's not going to mean it. But it sounds good.
He's disingenuous and say his teammates? Yeah. It'd be really disingenuous if he said his coaches. That would be even more disingenuous. What about you, Roberto? We're playing the round robin there. LeBron prop bets for the scoring record.
He's going to take Delonte West.
One of the all-time
great scorers. We're banging his mom.
All right. Well, what about you, Coop?
Well, I don't know. This one's not even. Do I have to pick one of the listed options?
No, you can say anybody else if you don't.
Because
think it's
I feel like he might mention Kareem first. As an inspiration.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, even more disingenuous.
That. Yeah. Like Kareem's been on the record. Like he doesn't think LeBron does enough. Like he thinks LeBron talks a good game. He doesn't. Now, Kareem's got issues himself. But anyway, all right, there it is. Those are all the props I have right now. So good luck. We'll keep track of that. I'm sure the Maller Militia will help us out. I'm going 2-point shot, first quarter Thursday against the Bucks. He sets the record. I think LeBron will have – he'll have to sit out maybe tonight's game for that to happen. That means it'll be like the fourth quarter on Thursday. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show.
If he gets the record tonight, he's not playing – obviously he's going to get it tonight. He's not playing the next game.
Oh, because of load management?
Yeah.
He's going to have to take that off, yeah. Wasn't that a TNT game on Thursday? So that's a bigger deal. I don't think tonight
you're right, man. Probably going to do the next game.
It's all about the branding, the marketing.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue the hyperbole of a late night, early morning radio and Super Week on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Chalk, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Supercharge your game with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. Visit choq.com or kick off your subscription today. That's choq.com. Subscribe today. And this Aaron Rodgers story, do we not have our astrologist standing by here, Koopaloop? Is she not there? She is there, yes? All right. Let's go to Andrea, because we have some information. Now, Rodgers was the keynote speaker at this astrology conference. There was a webinar, actually, but he was part of it with someone named Deborah Silverman. We don't know who that is. Do you know who she is,
yeah,
Andrea?
Yeah, she's an esteemed colleague of mine, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Quite well respected.
All right.
Who?
And so we have some of the highlights. This is from a Green Bay Packer blog. Some guy on there listened to the Rodgers webinar. I guess he signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And among other things, Rodgers revealed, I don't think this has been out there, that he was at one point engaged for 28. He was 28 years old. He was engaged, but didn't work out. He called it off. He said, I don't remember that. Was that public? Maybe it was. I don't recall. He said he was actually born 23 days late, Andrea. Which would have drastically changed.
Yes. No, he's a card-carrying Sagittarius. Very open-minded, a little eccentric, outspoken. And, you know, it's interesting. He said something to the effect that astrology is the permission slip to embrace all parts of me. So not just the parts he likes, but all the other parts. And I always say to my colleagues, I say, you know, it is like an astrological permission slip from the universe that's saying you do you. People say that a lot. So it does, you know, empower you on some level to know who you are and your strengths and any challenges. And I think it's really cool that, you know, he reached out and he's gone public. And apparently she's worked with other celebrities as well.
Yes, so, Rogers, I guess you worked with Wayne Gretzky
also,
she said. But so Rogers is out of the closet when it comes to astrology here. And she said Devontae Adams strives for greatness because he's a
Capricorn.
Look at you. It's like you were there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and
unreal. Rogers also said he has a difficult time following leadership because of his, he's a Sagittarius, so he says he is a problem.
Yeah, they're very free-spirited. They don't do well constrained or having to, you know, take orders from someone. They're kind of the free spirit of the Zodiac.
So he also explained, Andrea, that the astrology tattoo he has on his left arm is to symbolize his two godsons, one of which is the son of Randall Cobb, his current teammate, probably not for long. So
interesting. No, he's
some of the highlights.
That, you know, he's got that adventurous, freedom-loving, idealistic, metaphysical, open-minded quality about him. And, you know, astrology suits him really well. And frankly, more and more athletes are using astrology, maybe not as openly as he is. But, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. And I really think that... I think
you're going to have to do this, Andrea. I think you're going to have to get these webinar things going. I think that's the future for you. You're going to have to get some big-name headline athlete.
Right.
And
I
you're going to have to do it.
Never mind these podcasts I'm working on for the Super Bowl sports astrology.
Well, you can do that, too, but you've got to multitask.
I'm going to share Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes sports astrology. And Jalen's a Leo. Check it out. Born on the full moon. And they're the two youngest quarterbacks in history to ever start a Super Bowl. So that's an interesting.
We have the largest age gap between coaches and as well, Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni.
That's interesting. But yeah, no, thanks for telling me about the Rogers webinar because obviously I know he's tuned into astrology, and so is Jaylene when he was engaged to her. So,
Is that who he was engaged to? I lose track here. I don't know.
Oh, the actress, Jaylene.
Shailene,
Woodley.
But he said he was in 28, he said he was engaged. Roger, that was more recently, this other one.
Never heard of him.
How many times has he been engaged?
That's a Sagittarius free spirit for you. You know, can't quite keep up.
Never heard of him.
Okay. All right, well, Andrea, thank you, and good luck with everything. I know you were on hold for a while. I appreciate it. And Virgo in service.
Yes.
Most important call you've ever made, I'm told.
Yeah, thank you for telling me about Rogers. I did not know that. And now I will tweet it and everywhere I can put
there
it and
go.
Share it.
All right. Very nice.
Relax.
Inside scoop there from our friend Andrea. Let's say hello. Let's go back to the calls and we'll say hello to Tammy in Montana. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Montana, clearly.
Hey, thanks, Ben. I know it's been a while, but I do listen. I just rarely have any time at night to call in. So I have to do my normal. I think you guys are all getting screwed over for the Super Bowl issue because you guys have paid your dues. You should be there. You can still, still do your radio show at night. So just want to put that out for the boss that might be listening.
Oh, don't worry about it, Tammy.
We got you covered.
Why?
We got you covered. What else is going on? What's going on?
Well, I wanted to, I guess I'm going to have to check James's medications because they may have changed him drastically if he thinks Colin Kaepernick is a better quarterback than.
He thought that was the most outrageous thing James said. Then he said Wayne Fonts is the coach. I mean, that's like next level. That's outstanding. I didn't see that one coming. I think there is definitely some kind of change. Some kind of change there. As let's see, how old is, I think Wayne Fonts is still with us. He's 82 years old. That's a bold hire.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, something's wrong with his meds, so I'll have to look into it.
Yeah. All right.
And,
so,
you know, I wanted to say, two things. So I think LeBron James is going to thank himself for breaking the record. So that
would be
the first
great
person he's going to thank.
You think he'll pull out the man purse again, the merce, after he wins and walk off the
probably
court with
his
merce?
He's got that basketball mind, you know, so...
Yeah, he's got a higher basketball IQ. Well, maybe he'll hold up some more books and movies that he hasn't actually like read or watched, like he does at the NBA Finals every year. That would be good.
Right. I remember that.
Remember that famous? Was it the
Godfather?
Yeah, I think it was the Godfather. He was asked and he had no answer.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you, Tammy. Call more often. We miss you. All right, there she goes, our friend Tammy in Montana. Let's see. We've got Mason the Millennial, who's in the Bay. Hello, Mason the Millennial. Methinks that Mason the Millennial is not there. He's checked out. And that must be because he wants us to say hello to Poppy in San Diego, his buddy. They're really good friends. Oh, wait a minute. No, he doesn't. He does not want to. I just got a message from him. He says, how about Dick and Dayton? So let's go to Dick and Dayton. Hello, Dick. Welcome.
How are you?
Dick and Dayton, if I was any better, I'd be a Bengal, but not Joe Burrow because he's not in the Super Bowl.
Well, Ben, you know, and everybody in the nation, I really think the Bengals had such a good year, and it's just a shame that it went this way. You know, it really is, and I really think myself, Ben, that those referees sort of cheated the Bengals, but I'm hearing about that defensive coordinator that I like so much. If they get rid of him, they got a couple players. They might be free market. I don't like it, Ben. I do not.
Well, they're
like
not
it.
Getting rid of him. He would get the head coaching job in Arizona if he leaves. Dick, that's a promotion.
Denied.
Don't you want to see the guy promoted?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. All right. So you have mixed feelings on this. I got
but,
you.
I'm taking, before I say anything, I'm getting more mandolin.
Who?
I'm playing the uke a lot and get a lot of stardom now, so I'm switching over, and somebody's going to get me a banjo uke. It's a little banjo. It plays like a uke and guitar.
That's so great. I cannot wait. I heard you guys, you and Kathy had another recording session, I heard, that you guys are still putting
Yeah.
You've got to play some of it.
Call me today.
Look at you two. You're talking all the time. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, I got to go, but thank you, Dick. All right, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. There he goes,
Dickster,
Dick and Dayton.
They call me.
Unbelievable contribution there from the Dickster. All right, is the
Dick won't be denied.
No, not Dick
and
Dayton.
I can't believe you did Poppy dirty like that.
I did not do him dirty. Mason reached out to him. You know what? How about this? Because of you, Coop. Poppy, I'm giving you a golden ticket for tomorrow. So you call up tomorrow. You get her on the air right away, Poppy, tomorrow. I'm going to give Poppy a golden ticket. It's your fault. So you get to talk to Fred Dreyer tomorrow. It's your fault, Coop, because you shamed me. All right, anyway, this portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Straight ahead, it is a segment that is beloved by some, hated by others. Sight the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. We'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Science tells us that nocturnal creatures have enhanced senses, including excellent hearing, making it easier for them to enjoy the Ben Maller Show. For those working the dreaded day shift, we offer the podcast. Listen when you want, how you want to the Ben Maller Show. It is guilt-free and recession-proof, available on the iHeart app and wherever you get your podcast. Spread the good word, subscribe, and give us a spicy, hot review. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's time now to Cite the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. And you try to tell us who's doing the talking.
And away we go on Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. And we'll play a soundbite from the world of sports the last 7 to 10 days. Figure out who it is. We'll go through as many calls as we can, see if anybody will get it right. Let's go to the audio tape. Here we go.
That ain't it. That ain't it.
That ain't it. Will anyone... I think I know this. Do you know the answer, Eddie? Well, I'll say caller... I'm going to go caller 5. Eddie?
Nah, nobody's going to get it.
Roberto?
Nobody, nadie.
All right. Coop?
No one.
No one will get this. Okay. That's not who I thought it was. All right. Play it again. Play it again. Play it again.
That ain't it.
All right. Let's go that rapid fire here. We're going to get as many people on as we can. No guesses. No clues to start. And we'll start out with Shane in Des Moines, who's in the leadoff chair. Hello, Shane.
Is that Dorian Finney-Smith?
Is that Dorian Finney-Smith? No, thank you. How about Nathan in Stockton, California? Hello, Nathan.
Hey, what's up? That's going to be Lardass from the motion picture Stand By Me.
Is that Lardass from Stand By Me? One of the great athletes of our time. What a relevant guest, Nathan. Thank you so much for that one. First clue, this person, his father served as a director of player relations for the New York Metropolitans. Uncle Mo in Brooklyn.
Good morning, Ben. Is that Rams superstar wide receiver Tutu Atwell?
The great Tutu Atwell. Oh, thank you, Uncle Mo. Fun name. Much better name than player. All right, let's next up, we've got Cowboy John Brad, the retiring Cowboy. What's the answer, Cowboy?
Oh, hi, Ben. Is that country singer Garth Brooks, who's 61 today?
Is it Garth Brooks? No! Time for another clue. This person won the dunk contest as a rookie. Ferg Dog!
Is that the speed demon, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Great answer! No! No! It's Donovan Spider Mitchell of the Cavaliers!
Nobody wins! Ben loses.
It should have been Sonic the Hedgehog. It's a good answer.
Blow me up, Rocky Romero.
His father worked for the Mets.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. Answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.